Thank you for joining us. We pray that as you listen today, that you are encouraged and inspired, and we would love for you to connect with us on social media. Now here's today's message.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 9. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation. We do have somebody that's been through something like this before. And in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And then going on to verse 18, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and of death. Jesus Christ is able to take care of every situation. He is the keeper of the keys. We've had a few trying weeks in America with this coronavirus. Perhaps the worst thing that I've seen come to our country has faced in my lifetime. Something that I pray ends quickly and we never see the like of it again. As bad as it has been, it's a walk in the park compared to the atmosphere that the Apostle John was enduring when he penned these revelatory and encouraging words of my text in this place called Patmos. Patmos was a Greek island used exclusively as an unattended, unpoliced place where the most dangerous criminals and the mentally insane were dumped without any care or provision. Death was imminent, a constant threat, perhaps desirable compared to the living conditions there on Patmos. In that atmosphere, John wrote to us such encouraging words. John became so enraptured by the revelation of the resurrection. The miracle resurrection is never exciting until man comes face to face with his mortality. When it dawns on the human mind that death is sure and imminent and we are going to face death, then suddenly resurrection becomes more than a hope. It becomes a revelation. I'm going to live again. You can only say that in Christ. There were 10 resurrections recorded in the Bible, 10 instances of resurrection in the Bible, only 10 out of the millions of people that lived. This was not the norm. It was the exception to the rule. It was a foretaste, an earnest of the inheritance. Every resurrection can be traced back to Jesus Christ. You might say, just wait just a minute. You can't trace them all back to Christ because 3 of them were in the Old Testament even before Christ was born. How can you credit Christ with those? There was Elijah when he resurrected the son of the widow in Zarephath. There was Elisha when he resurrected the son of the Shunammite woman. And there was a dead man that came back to life when he was thrown into Elisha's grave and touched Elisha's bones and he stood up. Say, Christ had nothing to do with that. Oh, yes, he did. All of life and all of creation and all of resurrection can be traced back to Christ. That's the reason why we are thrilled today to say the tomb is empty and he lives. Remember, the Bible declares that the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. If Christ was slain in the mind of God before the foundation of the world, if in God's plan he was slain pre-civilization, he was resurrected pre-civilization in the mind of God. Remember that he is not only Omega, but he's also the Alpha. He's not just the finisher, but he is the author. Not just the ending, but he is the beginning. He was the balm before Gilead. He was the way before there was a wilderness. He was healing before there was a sickness. He was the Savior before there was sin. No wonder he would declare to the indicting Jews when they were indicting him and accusing him of being an imposter. When they came to him ready to stone him and ultimately crucify him, and he would say, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. The Jews were confused because Jesus was less than 30 years or was just barely past 30 years of age. And the Jews said to him, thou art not yet 50 years old. How hast thou seen Abraham? And Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Oh, that was not the last I am that Jesus would say. He was just warming up. Jesus would say, I am the light of the world. Jesus would say, I am the door of the sheep. Jesus would say, I am the Son of God. Jesus would say, I am the light. Jesus would say, I am the truth. Jesus would say, I am the life. Jesus would say, I am the way. Jesus would say, I am the true vine. Jesus would say, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega. And finally, Jesus made a boast that nobody else say, because they know they would be embarrassed because they cannot back it up. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. He was no novice when he said to the widow of Nain's son, arise. He was and is the resurrection. He was not a beginner when he said to Jairus' dead daughter, set up, because he was and is the resurrection. He was not experimenting when he said to Lazarus, come forth, because he was and is the resurrection. It was not his first resurrection rodeo when he died and many saints came out of their graves and walked the streets of Jerusalem. He was and is the resurrection. Do you read in the Bible when Jesus Christ died? It was just not an uneventful circumstance. When Christ died, the graves rumbled and cracked open, and many people came out of their graves in Jerusalem and walked the streets and were seen of many. Oh, friend, resurrection is not an experiment with Jesus Christ. He is the resurrection. He is no beginner here today. It should not have surprised anybody when on the third day the stone rolled away and Jesus came out of the borrowed tomb. But it did. It surprised the devil most of all. But it even surprised the angels. It surprised his disciples. It surprised the world. It should not have, because he was and is the resurrection. He's no beginner here today. And so I say to you on this monumental Easter, when things are different, he is still the resurrection. It should not surprise you what God is going to do. It might seem like there is a subtle existence, but friend, there's nothing subtle about what God is about to do. He is the resurrection. The church that has gone underground, even in America, we've never had an underground church until this year. But suddenly there's an underground church in America, and we're not meeting our cathedrals, our synagogues, or our beautiful churches. But let me tell you this, he was and is the resurrection. We will be back. Praise God. There is a folded napkin. When Jesus Christ left that tomb, he left the napkin not crumpled and thrown aside, but folded, which was a custom that said, I will be back. And Jesus Christ is coming back. The Church of the Living God will roar back in the very form of the resurrection. We will be stronger than we ever have been before. And so I say to you, overcome. I say to you, do what John did on the Isle of Patmos. Get in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. You might not be at Living Way Church or your particular cathedral, but I can tell you in your living room, in your home, I can tell you wherever you are, you can get in the Spirit, because the Spirit of God bloweth where it listeth. It cannot be contained behind an iron curtain or a bamboo curtain. It cannot be contained in the walls of your home. Just begin to worship God where you are. On John's Isle of Patmos, he began to worship the Lord. And when he did, the Spirit of God came into that dreadful rattlesnake, cockroach-infested island that he was dwelling, and suddenly God began to reveal himself to him. Jesus is not a beginner when he says here today, I will come and I will make you whole. If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead shall dwell in your mortal body, he shall quicken it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, if you're a real believer, you ought to feel the quickening of God's Spirit. You ought to feel the joy of the Lord. You ought to feel God's overwhelming warmth. You ought to feel the consolation of the Holy Ghost. You ought to feel the strength of Almighty God saying, I am with you. I have never left you. I have never forsaken you. And lo, I am with you to the end of the world. And Jesus Christ is here today. It's time for the Church of the Living God to realize that this is not our worst hour, but possibly our best hour. It is our fiery furnace. It is our flood. It is our lion's den. Church of the living God. Go to your phone. Share your testimony with a friend that's fearful that does not know Christ. Let them know that you're no ways discouraged, that you're not down, that you're not defeated simply because you can't get in your car and drive to church today. No way succumbs the spirit that is in you. You are still alive and well. You're still victorious. You might have got a negative report from your boss or your job. It's only temporary, but praise God, your experience in God is eternal. Wake up, Church of the Living God. This is our opportunity to shout it to the rooftop. This is our opportunity to celebrate the risen Christ. On this Easter Sunday in 2020, we ought to celebrate the fact that our God is not dead, but he is very much alive. He is the awesome power of the universe, and we have the privilege of knowing him personally, not just to borrow him, but to own him forever. He is our Savior. He is our keeper. He is our strength, thank God. And I have found that there is a great abiding strength in this time of trial, and I feel the glow of God's glory in my heart and sanctifying my spirit as I never have. And it's not just a cliche. I really do believe that the future is greater than the past. I really do believe the best is yet to come. I do believe that I will scale my highest mountain and salute my greatest victory. I do believe that God is on his way to do a new thing. America was drifting far from its moral compass. Its anchor had failed. But suddenly we are awakened to the fact that we cannot by ourselves sustain ourselves. We need an anchor that holds in times like this. We need an unshakable faith. We need an immovable God. And that God is making himself alive today. Wherever you are, trust God. Praise God. Realize that your praise was not born in a church. It is not going to live in a church. That your praise needs to be with you every day. We have a lot of people that come to Living Way Church, and out of the thousands that have come, there are hundreds that are real praisers. But the truth is, there are some that haven't quite yet got it. But I want you to get it today. I want you to realize that your praise is not just something you exercise in church, but it is a real weapon that you go to in times like this. Practice your praise in your house. So that when this cloud is gone, that you can praise God in your car. You can praise God at your job. Let there be an experience happen to you during this coronavirus outbreak that never leaves you. That this experience will be indelibly stamped on your spirit. That you will say, hey, I've been through some things. I know what it is to go through a furnace. I know what it is to endure a fire. I know what a flood is. I know what an attack is. And I know that my God did not fail me then. So whatever I'm facing today, I am well able because the Lord is on my side. I am not natural, I'm supernatural. I've been equipped by the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible tells us there are yet two resurrections to come. There is the resurrection of those that don't believe. It's a horrible resurrection when they stand before God. But to those of us that are believers, there is another resurrection. And that is, it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But praise God, we shall be changed. Ladies and gentlemen, I am victorious, but not as victorious as I shall be. I am overcoming, but not as overcoming as I shall be. Because every day God is strengthening me. Every day the Lord is growing me. And there will come a day where I have reached the very limits of my constraints, and God will say no more. He needs a new body just like mine. It doth not appear what I shall be, but I shall be like him. Ladies and gentlemen, not only have I been born again, I am in a holy evolution. The Bible said Christ's mind is being formed in me. So there is no fear. There's nothing but faith. I know that my God is a mighty God, an almighty God. I know that my God is able. I know that this virus has not surprised God. He was, he is, and he will be. Before it ever happened, God was the answer. And so my trust is in him. I know that my God is on my side. I know that God is cheering me on. I know that God is turning to the angels and saying, look at my church in America and around the world. She's not giving in. She's not succumbing. She's not quitting, but praise God. My church is standing up and declaring that I am able. And so here we are, thousands of years removed from that first Easter, but it's a wonderful testimony in the world to see the airwaves. Hey, friend, I've lived a while. Ever since television became a real factor in the world, I've been alive. And we have fought for every second and paid for every minute by the millions of dollars for the glorious experience of propagating the gospel of Jesus Christ via the airways. But today, they're broadcasting Franklin Graham free of charge from the very city of New York where the virus is so strong. Around the world, the message is being proclaimed. There's scarcely an ear today that will not hear about Jesus Christ. In 2020, the message is louder and stronger than it's ever been, that Jesus Christ came down to earth from glory, that he died for our sins. They put him in a borrowed tomb, and the tomb could not hold him. 3 days later, he rose and said, praise God, I'm here, and I have overcome death. I have overcome sin, I've overcome hell, I've overcome the grave. I am the resurrection. All of America, in fact, all of the world is hearing that message today. And the word of God will not return void. What's going forth via the airwaves, free of charge, I might remind you, is not going to return void. But praise God, when it comes back to God, it's going to be pregnant with promise. It's going to bring with it millions of souls that have turned to Christ during this virus. What the devil has meant for evil, he thought he would stamp out civilization just like he tried to stamp out Christ 2,000 years ago. But the boomerang has backfired in the face of the devil. The gospel is being preached, and the whole world knows that Jesus is, and Jesus is alive, that he is the same, that he has not compromised, he has not gotten old, he is not weaker, but he is almighty. I am the resurrection, Jesus Christ said, and he proved it when he came out of that tomb. But now, thousands of years later, he's proven it again. Pastor Brandon said that the greatest gift that God ever gave, the greatest seed that God ever planted, was John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, just one. But go to the book of Hebrews, and you'll find there the Bible said that Christ led many sons to glory. If you got any, it will turn to many in God. And so he sent one son to this earth, but now he's going to take hundreds of millions of sons back to heaven with him. Oh, what a God we serve. And so this Easter, I shout from the hilltop, the tomb is empty, and the church building might be empty, but heaven is full, and the earth is full of people that are propagating the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we should not weep. We ought to rejoice. We should not frown. We ought to smile. We should not mumble. We should shout. We would say, this is our greatest day. And this is not the end, but this is the beginning. We are like a rocket shooting off from Cape Canaveral. The church of the living God will never be the same again. It's going to be stronger than it was. It's going to be more powerful than it ever was. I hear great denominations that have never spoken of healing before, but I see them on my news every evening talking about healing. They didn't even believe in healing 6 weeks ago, but now the entire body of Christ is embracing what I've been preaching for 50 years of my life, and that is not only is he your Savior, he's your baptizer with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Not only is he your baptizer with fire, he is the healer of your body. Nothing is too hard for God. He is able to save to the uttermost. Somebody watching me right now, Jesus Christ wants to come into your heart and save you. You say, is it possible? Oh, yes, because he is the resurrection. If the stone couldn't keep him in the grave, your apartment door can't keep him out of your apartment. Jesus is coming to you right now. On that first Easter 2,000 years ago, he didn't even wait for the door. He appeared to the disciples, huddled in their house in fear, and he simply walked through the door. There is no obstacle about your salvation if you will just say yes right now. Wherever you are, let Jesus Christ become your Lord and your Savior. Maybe you've heard about Christ and you said, Lord, come into my heart. And it's been a great experience. But now he wants to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Say, how do I receive the Holy Spirit? Jesus said, ask the Father in my name and he will give you the Holy Spirit. And when you do, you will be endued with power from on high. You'll have joy you've never known, peace you've never experienced, love you've never known. It will happen to you, and suddenly you'll have a brand new language. I call it God's cell phone, where you speak in that heavenly language. Why? Because that's a part of the resurrection. It's a part of the quickening spirit. It's a part of the making alive. Right now, the resurrection is knocking at your door. And it's up to you. I will be saved. I will be healed. I will be filled. I will be delivered. I will not be hopeless or helpless. I know that my help comes from the Lord, and nothing can stop him because he is the keeper of the keys. Jesus Christ has the keys. He has the keys to hell to lock it up. He has the keys to death to lock it up. But praise God, he has the keys to heaven to open it up. He has the keys to life to open it up. Jesus Christ is the keeper of the keys, and you need not be denied. When the Apostle Peter got the revelation that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, Jesus said, in flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but the Spirit of God, the Father, has revealed this to you. And because of that, I give you the keys to the kingdom. You can bind and you can loose. You can sit there and become a victim if you want to. Or you can take the keys that the keeper of the keys is extending to you right now and say, I'll never be a victim again. In any circumstance, I will be a victor. Oh, praise God. I am an overcomer. I've been working on the greatest victories of my life in the last 4 weeks that are coming to pass. And praise God, I've prayed. I've searched God's Spirit. I've been on the phone talking to the parties that be. And miracles are happening for this church and for my life and for my family because we believe that God is greater than a virus. God is bigger than a cancer. God is greater than the flu. God is stronger than sin. Hey, why don't you believe today what the whole world is embracing? Don't be left behind. Don't be left out. Don't be the one sitting by the wayside. Remember, Jesus said, I am the resurrection. And now here we are 2,000 years later, and hundreds of thousands of people have taken to the airways to proclaim an amen to his resurrection and say, yes, he is alive. I have experienced him. And so as you watch me right now, and I come to a close on this Easter Sunday in 2020, I invite you to participate in the greatest thing that ever happened, and that's the closing of hell and the opening of heaven. It's the greatest thing that ever happened, that we were dead in sins and trespasses are now alive in the righteousness of God. And you might feel like all hope has died, but the resurrection is the answer when all hope has died. And he's here today, and I want you, wherever you are, to begin to speak that name. There is power in that name. The Bible said the whole family in heaven, on earth, is named of that name. The Bible said there's no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved except the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you say the name of Jesus Christ, what are you saying? You're saying, I believe there is a creator, and I believe there is a redeemer. I believe there is a one that died for me, but I believe that he was resurrected, and he overcome every enemy. When you say Jesus Christ, you can't say it but a half a dozen times till something begins to happen. He does inhabit the praise of his people, and there's no greater praise than to say, Jesus Christ, I believe in you. I believe that you are the keeper of the keys. And when you begin to say that right there in your home, from that hospital bed, wherever you are, Jesus Christ, on this Easter, I believe that you're alive. I believe that you know me by name. That's been my great strength in living for Christ these years. Not only that I know him, but I am persuaded that he knows me by name. I am persuaded that my face flashed before his eyes on the cross. and my name reverberated in his spirit when he was dying. I believe that Jesus Christ died for me. I believe when he got out of that grave, he got out for me. I believe that he's numbered the hairs on my head, for the Bible said that he did. I believe that he knows me. And friend, I'm nothing special. If God can know me, he can know you. And what you need to do right now is say, I believe. I believe in the resurrection. I believe that Jesus Christ. Have you watched men fearful today? Men in high places these last few weeks. They're suddenly quiet. They have no answer. They become reflective. And suddenly people that were so arrogant days before said, well, something's happened. I have to depend on God. You know, Donald Trump can be criticized for many things. He has an unusual personality. And he is a very arrogant man. But if you watched him these last several days, he's a changed man. He's begged for the prayers of the country. He's talked about his own prayer. He's quieter. He's more reflective. Here's the most powerful man in the world realizing that he is powerless. The most powerful man in the world is powerless without God. And so there you are, just like me, just a normal Joe, just an average American, an average person. Do you realize that no matter what your education level is or what your bank account is or what you've accomplished, you might be the owner of the business, you might be the boss, but do you realize that without God, you are powerless? God has blessed me. Man, I get up every day so strong, so victorious. But I boast not in myself. Without Christ, I can't make it another day, not even a moment in a day. But because I know Jesus Christ, no weapon formed against me can prosper. I am victorious, and I'm nobody. If Jesus did what he did for me, he'll do it for you. What did he do for you, preacher? When I was just a kid, he found me. He took away my sin and my guilt. He filled me with the power of his Holy Spirit. He called me to preach the gospel. And the Lord has blessed me in every possible way, with divine health, with a great family, wonderful friends, an amazing church and ministry. He's blessed me financially. I'm nobody. All I did was say yes. He is alive. He is alive indeed. I believe in the resurrection. And I believe he's the keeper of the keys. He locks the doors that I shouldn't go through. He unlocks the doors that I should walk through. What a God we serve. I want somebody right now to receive a miracle in your life. And then I want you to text us or email us or reach out however you can to us. And say, this is the miracle that happened to me on Easter 2020. We've got people right now that are watching every email and every text that comes in, and we will respond. But more than that, the Bible said heaven will respond and rejoice in your decision. Can I pray with you now? Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in this atmosphere of fear, faith is suddenly the champion. Suddenly people that were just very normal are becoming strong in faith. And Lord, my prayer is for people that are hurting right now. Their pain might be inflicted because of no money and they've lost a job. Their pain might be because they're alone. Their pain might be because they're sick. Their pain might be because they're just reaching out any way they know, and they're turning to alcohol or drugs. Whatever their pain is, God, it's real. I'm praying for that man. I'm praying for that woman. I'm praying for that young person right now that they will call on Christ, the risen Christ, the resurrection. And they will say, Jesus Christ, I give my life to you. And as you listen to this telecast and as it comes to you online, I want you to say yes to the Lord, and I want you to expect a miracle, because God is waiting on you. You're not waiting on God. God is waiting on you. He said, it is finished. It is completed. Your miracle has already been totally completed God is waiting on you. Now say, Jesus Christ, come into my heart. Holy Spirit, baptize me. And heart, waken up to the promises of God. And let me know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that God is real. Lord, I ask you for your people to be blessed and miracles to be received today. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Brandon.